This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to bring on the line here in just a second David G. Hall to make a big announcement concerning the Phil Hendry Show and a sponsorship opportunity that we're very, very proud to. I'm not aware yet, Bud. Do you know the sponsor?
You told me about it. You...
Do you know the sponsor, Bud? Don't giggle. Do you know the sponsor?
Yeah.
What's so funny? What's so funny? Why are you holding your mouth? Get out of here, man. Anyway, we have David G. Hall will be joining us here in a moment. Next week, of course, Bud Dickman's Most Radical NASCAR Accidents will return here on the Phil Hendry Show. And Frodo the Puppet is going to be joining us tonight to ask me about the Muhammad cartoons. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We now bring on David G. Hall. David, how are you?
Well, I'm very, very well, and I do want to make a big announcement on behalf of the Phil Hendry Show tonight. I told you that we had a sponsor that was sinking, Phil, a significant amount of money into the Phil Hendry Show for the next year. And this is going to put our radio show into the black. We are going to be, Phil, I'm very, very, very proud to say that you are going to be bonused significantly. And it's been a very hard work of some very dedicated people, but we do have a new sponsor.
And I, of course, I want to know who the sponsor is.
Well, we want to tell you, and we also want to tell you the format. We're excited about the format in rolling out Mint Green, which is the new sponsor for the Phil Hendry Show. This is called a new kind of sponsorship opportunity, whereby the sponsor is woven into the fabric material of the show. So that when you, Phil Hendry, talk about different subjects and give different opinions, those opinions will be sponsored by Mint Green. And I'll give you an example, Phil, and I showed you some topics that I wanted you to get into tonight. Dick Cheney leveling a weapon at one of his dear friends and firing away until the man's face was almost a hamburger. Tell us your opinion about that.
First of all, I do not agree that Dick Cheney leveled a weapon at a friend and shot him until his face turned into hamburger. I think that the police have been very, very clear.
All right, well, that's an example. Okay, so you gave your opinion. I don't want to hold you up, but now you say this opinion here on the Phil Hendry Show has been brought to you by Mint Green. And then I'll tell you what Mint Green is. So go ahead.
So what do I say?
I told you. I told you before the show.
I'm sorry, but isn't there a tagline?
There's a tagline. I'll give it to you. Just say your opinion and say it's brought to you by Mint Green.
Well, I said it. I believe that Vice President Cheney was a very tragic accident. He said it himself. It was one of the worst days of his life to see a friend of yours drop to the ground after you fired a shotgun, and it was an accident, and the police are not filing charges. I think the media wants it to be a huge story. I think they desperately need it to be a huge story. But until they find evidence of alcohol use, barring that, it's not a huge story.
Now you say this opinion. Why do I got to remind you? You know, I don't.
Okay.
Say this opinion brought to you by Mint Green.
This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green. You don't need to talk.
Then you say.
Yeah, but you don't need to talk to me like I'm a kid.
We talked about this before the show. Please, God, let me maintain my temper.
David.
Hold on for a minute. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Okay. All right, Phil, brought to you by Mint Green.
Yeah, brought to you by Mint Green.
All right. A fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. Say it.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Whoa. This is a sponsor that has worked very hard to get on your show. Now, say, in fact, go to a break.
David, I just...
Go to a break.
All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, stand by.
Get David back up.
Phil, I want to tell you something right now. You do what I told you to do before the show.
I didn't know the sponsor was going to be an anal wipe.
Look, you're on the show every day talking about all kinds. I just heard that last woman you had on the air about how white people, you know, she don't want to see any black guys going downhill on their backs. What is that? Now do it.
Are you trying to tell me?
You got 10 seconds.
You just better do it.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show.
this is David G. Hall.
Yes, and Mr. Hall is telling us about a brand new sponsor for the Phil Hendry Show. They will be sponsoring the different opinions that I give on the Phil Hendry Show.
Give another opinion.
My next opinion is about the... My next opinion is about the Muhammad cartoons. I feel that the Muhammad cartoons should be in the mainstream media here in America, and yet the mainstream media has been gutless. The mainstream media...
Yeah. Now do the...
What do you mean, yeah?
I'm giving the people an example of what it's going to be.
Anyway, I think the Muhammad cartoons should be in the mainstream media. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor.
Keep going.
Whenever you are with people and they're not happy with your presence, just use Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries.
Right. What's going on with you, okay? You don't like this? Oh, boy, you really take the cake. I got salespeople.
All right, yes, I do. I appreciate it. I didn't know there was such a product.
Yes, there is. And you want to know who passed up the opportunity to have a lot of money sunk into his show? You ever heard of Jay Leno? Yeah, thank you. Jay Leno could have had this sponsor.
Well, I guess we turned it down for some reason.
He turned it down because he doesn't know how to do it the way you do it. You're Phil Hendry. You're on the radio. You can sell it. Now do another opinion. And then I want you to give examples of how you use it in your everyday life.
Wait a minute, man. I don't...
Just give examples of it.
Meanwhile, everybody out there in Radio Land's listening to us, telling you, tell me... You're telling me to give examples of how I use it.
That's right. They don't remember I'm talking to you like this. Just to give another opinion.
My next opinion is on a topic... And this has to do with, I don't know.
Give an opinion about the Lakers.
All right, the Lakers. I think the Los Angeles Lakers need to face the music and get rid of the entire brain trust. The entire brain trust of the L.A. Lakers is not getting the job done. You can criticize the players all you want. Phil Jackson ain't getting it done anymore. And I think it's obvious by now that the rumors and the things that were said during the 90s are true. And that is that Phil Jackson can't win without superstars. Phil Jackson can't win without phenomenal players. And he is an average coach at best when he has modest players talent-wise. I also think that whoever the general manager is and the player personnel guy, they got to go.
Do it.
This opinion of the Lakers was brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that... Do I got to say this every time?
Yes! God!
This opinion of the L.A. Lakers is brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. Whenever you are with people who are not happy with your presence, use Mint Green, the rectal wipe for the 21st century.
Now give examples of how you use it.
You know full well that I
said to just... You gotta, oh, God. Take a break.
David, I probably...
Take a break!
All right, we'll be right back. David G. Hall is with me. We're announcing a new sponsor here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Tell them who it is.
Mint Green.
What do they do?
It's a rectal wipe.
There you go.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is David G. Hall, very, very proud of the new sponsor of the Phil Hendry Show, Mint Green. And now, without further ado, here is Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, David. And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. The half-empty New Orleans Mardi Gras. What's going on? I think it's because the city is most probably recovering from the devastating economic effects of Hurricane Katrina that the Mardi Gras will not be at full steam this year. And I think we can all live, at least for 1 year, without the Mardi Gras being uppermost in the minds of people in New Orleans. It's time to get the Mardi Gras in the back of our mind and the growth of the city of New Orleans into the front of our mind. This opinion has been brought to you by... What is that?
It's very good.
What are you asking questions for? Just do it.
What is that?
It's the fresh sound of Mint Green.
It's an ocean or a beach or
something. Yes! Just do it. Ah, forget it. Now we got to do it all over again. Okay, start again.
What do you mean we got to do it?
Will you just quit asking questions and do what I ask? Give an opinion. Something, anything. I don't care. How about that no-smoking deal out in Calabasas. You know the one that nobody cares about, but you do?
Oh, yeah, okay. Why don't I give it a...
Just do it.
The city of Calabasas, California, which, by the way, made the front page of the Drudge Report, has passed a no-smoking ordinance, an ordinance that is entirely unenforceable. If people light up and smoke cigarettes in Calabasas, who will enforce this? The police? I'm sure the L.A. County Sheriff has much better things to do than to answer some call down at some mall where some guy lit up a cigarette. Will the average citizen enforce it? It only puts them in jeopardy. I say that the people who run the city of Calabasas have not only passed a law that is probably unconstitutional, but they have also lowered the property values and the business values in their city, because if you have a hotel that only has 20% of rooms that have smoking, it lowers the property value of that hotel. This opinion on the Phil Hendry Show has been brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries. Mint Green. If people aren't happy with you, use this rectal wipe.
Do another one.
My next opinion has to do with the Coast Guard senior cadet charged with rape. Boy, that sure is bad. This opinion brought to you by Mint Green. For all of the,
Oh, read it like a white man, will you?
What is that supposed to mean?
We on the air?
Yes.
How dare you put me on the air with that opinion? I didn't have anything to say or to do with that last comment about reading like a white man. This is David G. Hall, and my comment brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries. All right, where's Margaret? Get her on.
What do you mean, Margaret?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Margaret, are you there?
Yes, David, I'm right here.
You working on it?
I've got a couple of rough drafts. Frank's been helping me. I brought over Bobo Nelson, you know, the piano player.
I know Bobo's a good jazz piano player.
Well, we worked on a couple of things, and I've come up with a couple of ideas. So if Hendry can do this without screwing the pooch on it...
You know how it is.
Hey, would you mind talking about me like I'm here, okay?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I happen to be here. It's my show.
Oh, all right. Well, I've got a couple of ideas, so whatever you want me to do it, David.
All right. Go ahead. Give an opinion, Phil.
What do you mean? Get...
Do it!
Global warming causing the polar ice caps to melt. If this is hard and fast scientific evidence, the United Nations should be all over this. However, excuse me, it seems to me that it's just more kooky pseudoscience that is not backed up by fact. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor.
I'll drink some water, will you?
I'm sorry, I got an allergy. the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries.
Go!
Mint Green, it's just for you and your crack.
From Chauncey Industries. All right, good. Do another one.
Every time I do an opinion, I'm going to hear that.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on, Margaret. I'm awfully sorry.
Certainly.
Don't argue with me. Just do it.
Are you trying to tell me that every time an opinion is proffered on this show...
Listen to him, bud.
Sorry. She's going to sing a jingle?
Yes! Oh, what's the matter? Mint Green isn't worthy of a jingle. Every other product gets a jingle. Charmin toilet paper. You know what? How come toilet paper, they can advertise that on TV? But we come up with a perfectly good rectal wipe. No, no, you can't do that. You're embarrassed. What are you embarrassed about if I said, hey, would you sell Charmin?
Well, I'm just saying Charmin toilet paper, man. I'm not talking about... What do you mean it's for you and your crack?
That's the jingle! Margaret, you got anything else?
I've got a couple of ideas I'm kicking around. Bobo, what do you think?
How do you like that one? Mint Green, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I like that. But we've got some things.
Go ahead, do another one.
I believe that the whole... I think that neighborhood bullies... the Olympics, that's a good one. Yeah, the Olympics. The Olympics. America needs to do much better in the Olympics. Everybody sucks on our team. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe for the 21st century.
Mint Green, it's clean down there.
Brought to you by Chauncey Industries.
Get out of here, all of you clowns.
Boy, is he going to be mad.
Let him be mad. Mint Green, it's clean down there. Of all the goofball ideas, and these guys, hey, yeah, Phil, we got a brand new sponsor for your show. It's a rectal wipe.
Well, it's money. It's green. It all spins.
Yeah. How long do you think people are going to be listening to this show, man, with that kind of goofball entertainment? It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we will be hearing a classic Harvey Wireman Senior chat. You don't want to miss this thing because it's a nutty thing. And it is a request. And by the way, the Phil Hendry website has been redesigned, and we think it's better than ever before. Literally hundreds and hundreds of new hours of material on the site. Get your backstage passes, only $6.95. And you'll be accessing Phil Hendry Show material from 16 years back, some of it. I mean, well, this show's been around. This show's a franchise, baby. We're like the Packers. We're like the Green Bay Packers. We ought to have our Hall of Fame, the Atrium. We ought to have our own pub. Hey, what an idea. Why don't we start the Phil Hendry Show pub? What radio show has its own pub? We got to do it. Bud, get working on it.
All right, I'll research the beer.
Yeah, research what kind of beer we should sell. Might want to go through several hundred six-packs on that. Well, you know, we could go downstairs, say, after the show tonight, we're going over to the Phil Hendry Pub. The listeners could, you know, we could all belly up, laugh and scream and sing till 4 a.m., and then turn around and do all the same thing after the show, you know, the next night. This is a great idea, man. If only I could sell Clear Channel on it. God, wish those cats drank. Oh, well. So what we're going to do here on the Phil Hendry Show is, you know, try to give you a little bit better access to our archives, our audio files, our show files, and like that. Just go to the website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. Our friends over at Sweet Feathery Jesus. Did you get that thing for the Alan Combs thing? Some cat over at Sweet Feathery Jesus, I think it's either Chad the Monkey or one of the other guys, crank called the Alan Combs radio show. And as crank calls go, it ain't bad. What I like about it is it's not Baba Booey. What it is just work. He worked Walter Belhaven and Herb Sewell into a phone call. And you can hear Alan, and it sounds to me like Alan probably knows that there's something fishy with this call. Sound like that to you? And I'll tell you where the guy blew it in the call. You hear where the caller, Chad, you're a good guy. Thank you very much. However, when he asked you a question, where'd you hear about this? When you said a radio show, that totally gave it away. You should have said they were on a citizens forum or something, you know. But you'll learn. You guys will learn. You'll pick it up. All right, here it is. Chad the Monkey with the Herb Sewell Belhaven call on a Combs show.
Brian, hello.
Oh, pal?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Caught me off guard. I was making a little soup here. Let's try something a little different. I want to talk about a few weeks ago you had this Sharky guy on from, I don't know, somewhere up north. He's running for governor and president.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you had this guy on who's, I don't know if he's a Wiccan or what, but he's running for governor.
The vampire running for governor of Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard about these two guys from California, this Belhaven and Sewell?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think they're from Sherman Oaks. One is a convicted child molester.
Right.
He's recently been released. This guy, he's real different. This Belhaven, he's still in what they're calling a forensic hospital.
Right.
I don't know if it's a...
Yeah, are they running for office?
Oh, yes, in 08. I'm telling you, these guys, they're out there.
What are their names?
Belhaven and Sewell. Walter Belhaven and Herb Sewell.
And how do you know of them?
Oh, geez. I heard about them. They were on some program the other night. The Belhaven guy, I haven't heard him give any interview.
Well, how do you know about him?
They were on some radio program the other day. He was the VP guy.
Uh-huh.
The one he's running for VP.
You listen to other radio shows? You're cheating on me on this Valentine's Day?
I'm sorry, Alan, but these guys, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Herb Sewell, he's like the spokesman. You don't ever hear from the other guy.
All right, we'll look into it. Thank you.
Yeah. So, basically, when he said radio program, however, one of the games they play over at Sweet Feathery Jesus is how many show references can you identify? One of them was, he's real different. Excuse me, I'm making soup. Then Belhaven and Sewell. And those are the only four that I picked up. I don't know if anybody else could pick up on any other. Oh, these guys are real different. Pretty cool, though. But in the future, you say something like this. You say, how do you know about these guys? They did a couple of TV interviews, or they were on a public affairs show, something like that. 1-800-44, hey, I know, say they were on Hannity and Combs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
See, we got a visit from Frodo the Puppet next hour. We also are going to be hearing a classic Harvey Wireman senior chat. I was just watching an interview with a couple of newspaper editors who ran the Muhammad cartoons. That's right. Two American newspaper editors who ran the Muhammad cartoons. Think of it as student newspapers. University of Wisconsin newspaper, the Badger Herald, and the Harvard University paper. And both guys said the same thing I said last week. How come the mainstream media, they didn't say, they said it's a shame that the mainstream media isn't running them. Now, these are two guys running newspapers that are about as, the Badger Herald? Are you kidding? And that's in a college town, so don't even begin to think that there's no Muslim students around, baby, because there are. And Harvard, are you kidding? Boston? So now the guy is running, both of these guys ran these cartoons. And they're sitting there talking to the guy on TV going, we're not afraid. I mean, we got a couple of letters, big deal. Meanwhile, the mainstream cats don't want to put those pictures up. But guess what I saw yesterday? More pictures from Abu Ghraib. I looked at every one of those new pictures from Abu Ghraib. Didn't see a thing, man. They said it like depicted murder and this and that. And it. I looked at every one of them. Didn't see it. Sorry. I didn't see anybody killing anybody. I saw some dead guys. I didn't know how they died. I saw guys with bags over their heads, which I've already seen. Saw the one guy standing there, looking like he had wires hooked up to him. Already saw that one. That's about 5 years old. Saw a dog barking at a guy. Didn't know what the guy was, why the guy was there or why the dog was barking. No explanation whatsoever. Just so-called disturbing pictures. I saw all that crap, man. But by God, I gotta search high and low to find them raghead cartoons. I got to go online. I got to find all kinds of little links. I got to seek here, seek there, seek everywhere. Sally, go around the roses. The whole thing, baby, is in a heap. So what I've decided to do is, and as you know, I tried to get it on my own website. They wouldn't let me put it on the website here. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing. You guys ought to work in this business sometime. You would not believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Stuff that you would think would be logical. Stuff that you'd think would be just a logical decision to make, just a very natural thing. Oh, my God, all of a sudden you wonder whether you're on the planet Earth or not. Wait a minute, am I in broadcasting or is this some other thing that I'm doing? Because I forgot. Well, you can't have that picture. We just, Phil, we fear for your safety. This was the decision. This was the reason given to me, which I appreciate. I don't want to, for the least bit, minimize it. I've been in talk radio for 16 years. I get death threats all the time. Any guy, anybody, anywhere could have it in for me and want to kill me for anything that I said. Belching, saying that, Chauncey Industries makes rectal wipes, talking about NASCAR accidents, talking about this. I don't know. There might have been one time R.C. Collins might have done the Darth Vader voice really bad, and they want to kill R.C. for that. Well, to kill him, you got to come through me. So I get dead, too. So in other words, to say, we fear for your safety, I'm a talk show host, brother. What day don't you fear for my... If you ain't fearing for my safety every single day, all of you guys out there that have talk show hosts that work for you, like you're a radio station executive or something, and you say to them, we fear for your safety over this Muhammad cartoon thing, bull crap. Because if you did, if you really knew which business you were in, which I really strongly suspect most of them don't, you'd have a freaking armored personnel carrier waiting for that guy every night he got off the radio. So, I understand. They fear for our safety. I think it's more to the point is they fear for their safety. And even more to the point is they fear for the safety of their investment in their company. And so basically what we're talking about here, folks, is the First Amendment of the United States does not exist in any real sense. If you scare somebody enough, they won't say what you don't want them to say. Now, in America, you were supposed to be free from that kind of pressure and free from that kind of coercion. That's why we made this country. Apparently, that isn't so. Apparently, even in America, even Americans can be intimidated into not saying what they think or expressing any opinion or even showing an opinion that may be different. In America, you can pressure the mainstream media into shutting down and shutting up and towing the line like a bitch. The L.A. Times. For 100 years, L.A.'s bitch. See it in the Times. You're my bitch. New York Times, you're my bitch. LA Times, Allah's bitch. Oh, you bitch. You cute little Allah bitch. Put on some lipstick. See you later tonight after the movie. The Los Angeles Times, LA's bitch for over 100 years. Get a subscription today. Call this number, 1-800-LA-TIMES.
Bitch!
Bitch. Mom, it's bitch.
I love bitch.
I remember that summer. You and I were in Akbar. We had just taken the Turkish garrison. How I loved you. How I loved you so dearly. Well, Johnny, I'm sorry to see you go. I know you've got another job now, reporting for the LA Times. Or should I say, not reporting for the LA Times. You were my favorite punk, but I know it's time to go. You bitch. CNN, punk in the yard. Muhammad, bitch. Aaron Brown. Yard punk. Yes, CNN voted this year's yard punk by six different news gathering organizations. CNN yard punk.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. It's like a musical.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Raj, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I listened to your comments, your little song there about Muhammad. I want you to know that I'm going to make you wish you had not said that.
Really?
Yes.
No, that's nice.
What does that mean? It's nice. You know, I'm going to, when you come out of your work, I'm going to blow your car up.
I don't care.
What?
I said I don't care. Go ahead.
You don't care, so you think I'm kidding, huh?
No, I think you're serious.
Because I am serious. I'm going to blow you up.
Fine.
You ready for this guy? You don't care, huh?
No, I don't care. Go on.
Yeah? I bet you don't think I'm going to do it.
No, you're going to do it. You're going to blow me up, right?
Yes, I'm going to blow you up.
Then come on down and do it.
What a... No, put it on according to Jim. I want to see it.
What are you doing, watching TV?
Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm going to put it on according to Jim. I said to you that I'm going to come down there and...
Well, either you're watching TV or you're going to come down and kill me. Which is it?
I'm going to come down there and kill you.
Then kill me!
So you don't... I'm going to blow you up and...
Then do it. I don't. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Oh, yeah, sure, it doesn't matter to you.
Do you see me? I'm not off the air. I'm still here. Do you need my address?
Are you kidding me? You have disgraced...
Oh, you're boring.
Oh, I'm boring, huh?
Yeah, you're boring the hell out of me, man. Wait, either do it or shut up. Either do it or get back to according to Jim.
You know what? That show's funnier than you.
Good, then I'd be watching that. I'd make an appointment to watch According to Jim, then come down here and blow me up.
You know, oh, man, you are pissing me. First of all...
Look, either do it or get out of here, because I got to hang up and move on with the show.
Okay, I'm going to come down and do it.
Good.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Go ahead.
I'm going to get in my car.
Do it, then! All right, I'm hanging up.
Okay, you'll be...
1-800-449-8686. All right, so anyway, as I was saying, the story out of Corpus Christi. Now, a local woman was arrested. What, bud?
America.
What do you want, man?
You don't think I'm going to...
I thought you were getting in your car and you're coming down here.
I'm going to. Okay.
Then why aren't you?
My wife's getting the keys. Okay. But I think that you think that I don't mean it, you know?
No, I think you mean it. Get in your car and come down here.
I'm going to.
Then why don't you do it?
My wife's getting my keys.
Okay, right?
Go out there. Prius, yeah.
Oh, you drive a Prius, huh?
Yeah, you know.
You know?
So how's things by you?
All right, get the guy's going to come down here or he ain't. Let's take a break, bud, okay?
Okay.
1-800-449-8. What are you doing now?
You have a phone call.
Well, am I taking a break or am I taking a phone call? Yeah?
Okay, I found the keys. No. These are the Volvo. I got it.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Did anybody hear anything about this guy, Pete Doherty? You know, the guy that married Kate Moss and then split up with her? That the whole thing's a con job? Do you hear anything about that? In other words, this is what I heard today, and I heard it from my very close friend, Sarah Alexander, who's one of the great stars of the NBC TV show Teachers. I don't know if you've heard about it, but I'm in it. And anyway, Sarah was all agog and aghast and full of news today. She says, have you heard about, in her light, lilting British accent, Kate Moss and Pete Doherty? I said, yeah, do you mean the scumbag that she married? Yeah, she goes, yeah, except she says that scumbag, the whole thing's a con job. The guy's like an actor, and he ain't really a drug addict. He's not even really a rock star. He's just an impersonator from the south of England, and he's part of some theater troupe. And what they do is they go around and marry chicks and make them look dopey. And I said, what are you eating, man? I got to have a bowl full of that. And she said, the usual, grape nuts. I said, what? What are you eating it, man? Are you rolling it up or what? So I went online like a schmuck, and I'm looking for Pete Doherty, Kate Moss, and con job, and I ain't finding anything here. Alexander, I think you've made, look at the state of me. Latest news and reviews. I don't think Kate Moss really loves Pete Doherty. She's just using him. Well, what I heard is a totally different thing. He's using her. Bisexual baby shambles singer Pete Doherty may surprise Kate Moss. He was once a 20-pound at a time rent boy. What is all this limey talk? What's that mean, rent boy? A gigolo? 20-pound a night rent boy, huh? He admitted that in his book. Anyway, that's what she was telling me. And I said, God, that's fantastic. That's cooler than...
Well, Sarah's a limey. She must know the truth.
What's that got to do with her knowing the truth?
Ain't she English?
Yeah.
Well, the way I got it figured, since she's a lime sucker, the man's from England, right?
Who is?
Doherty.
What's that got to do with her knowing the truth? Why, because she's English, too?
Yeah, she got the hot tip.
Oh, shut up, man. What you know about show business.
Oh, excuse me, Clark Gable. Excuse me, Mr. Pitt. Ooh, I just heard it on the set.
All right, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, no. I heard it on the set. Oh, those guys are...
Come here for a minute, bud. I see something on your nose.
Oh, yeah. Ow!
Yeah.
Or should I say dick?
Okay, that's...
Ow! Ow!
Punk. I think the whole thing's bullcrap. I got to tell you, though, about a movie I saw. This is on Phil's recommended flicks. You know, since we took our DVD of the week down, you know, I'm going to have to do this, like, over the air. This flick you got to see. It's called The Shape of Things. Neil LaBute. Now, listen to this. Here's what the story's about. I don't care if I'm giving it away. There's no way I can sell a movie unless I tell you what it's about. All right, first of all, this guy works in a museum. He sees this girl. She's about to deface a statue. So he goes over and he talks her out of defacing the statue. And they get to talking and he gets to like her and he asks her out. And she says, yeah. So they start to go out. And as they date and they get closer and they get together and they begin to get intimate, she's also lending him some opinions about his looks and about his style of dress, you know, the way a lot of women are. And she changes the way he dresses, kind of updates it, because he's a real schlub when she meets him. He's a real dumpy-looking clown wearing the corduroy jacket with the patch and got his hair done and took his glasses off. And it's very, very contemporary-looking. And as he gets, you know, better-looking, he gets a little bit more confident. Now he cheats on her, and he sleeps with his best friend's fiancée, all the while telling her that the girlfriend that he didn't do it, and she's hurt, and she's this, and she's that, right? So finally, because he knows he's going to lose her. He gives her an engagement ring, and she says, well, thank you very much, and let me think about it. And in the meantime, will you come to see my art thesis presentation at the college this weekend? So he agrees to go over there, and he sits down, and guess what the art project was for her thesis? Him. She has a picture of the before and a picture of the after, and she never gave a crap about the guy. It was all an objective art project, how she could manipulate people. And she's not even mad at the guy because he cheated on her. She just doesn't care. And then you go outside. She's got a whole display set up. His jacket, the ring he gave her, his underwear, pictures of him. The dude was an art project, didn't know it. Pretty good movie.
I don't get it.
Right. Well, that's why I'm talking about it, because I don't want to be around you when you see it.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.